podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 34 in verses 28 and 29. If one builds up and another tears down, what do they gain but trouble? If one prays and another curses, whose voice will God hear? When one person builds up another with kind words and actions, it creates a positive and uplifting environment. The person being built up feels supported, encouraged, and valued, which can lead to increased confidence and motivation. On the other hand, when someone tears down another with negative words and actions, it creates a toxic and hurtful atmosphere. The person being torn down may experience feelings of worthlessness, insecurity, and sadness. Similarly, when one person prays for another, they are sending positive energy and good intentions towards that person. Prayer can provide comfort, hope, and healing to the person in need. Conversely, when someone curses another, they are sending negative energy and ill wishes towards that person. Cursing can bring harm, negativity, and destruction to the person on the receiving end. In the midst of building up and tearing down, praying and cursing, whose voice will God hear? It is believed that God hears the prayers of those who come from a place of love, compassion, and genuine care for others. When someone prays for another with a pure heart and intentions, we believe their voice is heard by God. Conversely, when someone curses another with malice, hatred, and ill will, their voice will be ignored by God. It is important to remember the power of our words and actions. We have the ability to either uplift or tear down, to pray or curse. Let us choose to build up others, to pray for one another, and to spread love and positivity in the world. By doing so, we can create a more harmonious and peaceful environment for all. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. And let's think about these words as we pray them, what they mean to our hearts, and how they are what we live and accomplish each and every day. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 34. We're in verses 28 and 29 today. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Whose Voice Will God Hear? When one builds up, another tears down. In a world where hatred and love are obviously found. One prays for peace, the other curses in hate. Whose voice will God hear in this tangled debate? Will it be the one who spreads kindness and light, or the one who tears down with all their might? Will God listen to the words of love and grace, or to the curses that seek to permanently erase? In the end, it is not the volume that matters, but the intentions behind the words that are scattered. For God hears the cries of the pure in heart and knows the truth when people use words that tear apart. Let us choose carefully the words that we speak, and let love and kindness be what we eternally seek. For in the end, it is love that will securely prevail. For in God's eyes, love will surely never fail. Amen. I'm Thomas Shepherd Williams. It's April 17, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we got a really busy week this week coming up. We got a lot of things going on with the prison, in the prison this morning. And then after prison, going out to see Jeffrey in Orlando. Trying to talk some sense in this boy. And continue our prayers for his continued growth and finding his niche in life. We continue to move towards a Kairos weekend that starts on Thursday. We'll be in the prison on Thursday. We're a weekend with 36 men. And then I'm off to New Jersey for an Emmaus retreat on Friday. So pray for my safe travels as I'm off to remind everybody that Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. May God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. He is the only way to heaven. And he hears your words of love. Amen. God bless you.